And by that point, she was already halfway out the window and I was getting dressed as fast as I could. Oh, you are such a dear to listen to my old stories. There are few things that a vampire fears, but for me personally, forgetting all the old adventures I have had, all the lessons I have learned over the centuries, is certainly one of them. It helps a lot to share them out loud with somebody. It's been just wonderful to have a lover again. I love all of my dear ones, but there are things that I am afraid to share with them. I can be more vulnerable with you. You have certainly made that clear to me. Oh, nothing. Just thinking about something. Nothing that you need to worry about. Oh, but we do need to talk about that little business trip I have coming up. I still have my doubts about bringing you along, I am afraid. Well, it's all well and good for you to say that, but you do remember what happened last time you met one of my clients, do you not? Now that we are officially together, you would be an even bigger target. And even if we do not have an issue with the client, there are plenty of people that may target me through you. Whether it is because I am a vampire, because I am wealthy, or because I funded a rebellion, it is dangerous, love. You have such faith in me. Very well, then. You may come along. I do love showing you off whenever I can. It's really nothing, just the trust you have in me, I... Oh, no, I cannot do this anymore. It has gone on long enough. No, no, nothing like that, my love. It's... One moment, please. I have been trying to work up the nerve to give this letter to you for a while now. Really, I should have given it to you the moment I got it, but, well, just see for yourself. It came from a kingdom far to the west. Apparently, they have been aiding refugees from a particular incident. The king there is very kind, and he has been using his resources to find and reunite families that were broken up. And it seems your family is one of them. They are alive, my love. Well, we don't know if all of them are alive and all right. He is still searching for the rest of them. But your parents at least are safe, though they have lost quite a bit. I suppose his contacts found the slave trader that picked you up and found me through him. He is offering for you to rejoin your family in his kingdom. I'm sorry, I should not have kept it from you. It was terrible of me to withhold this revelation from you for even a second. And yet, I just dreaded the thought of what could happen. Well, you remember what I was speaking to you about the other day, do you not? You did not really choose to be here. I bought you. If you knew your family was alive, you would want to return to them naturally, but I am not sure if I could let you go. But I cannot think that way any longer. I have been selfishly keeping you all to myself for too long. As much as it breaks my heart, I have realized that I cannot keep going, knowing that you are only with me because you have to be. I will let you go, my love. You are free to return to your family. Well, of course. Of course it is a choice. That is the whole point. But wait. Are you visit them? Well, naturally. They are a long distance away, but I have my methods for traveling quickly. We could visit them frequently. But does that mean? Are you saying you want to stay with me? Oh, my love. My dear, sweet, wonderful little treasure. I didn't really think you would want to. I know that you have said before that you are happier, but still. Well, even after everything, buying you as a slave, feeding off of you, putting you in danger with the elf king, such dreadful things. I was certain that you would want to get away from it all. I thought you felt happy because there wasn't any other option available. To think that you would really choose to stay. Oh, come here, my love. Oh, silly of me to ever doubt you. You always were special. So brave. So thoughtful. So sweet. I should have known that you would be honest with me. I am going to have to do something very special for you. To thank you for being so good. Or, more likely, lots of very special things. Oh, let's see. Oh, well, here's something. Why should we have to go so far away to visit your family when we could bring them closer? There is a lovely town not all that far away from Eventide. It would be trivial for me to purchase a home and some land for them. Well, yes, I suppose you could ask them, but there's the reason I assumed that you would have to choose between me and them. I doubt they would feel comfortable staying in a vampire's home, and humans in Eventide need to live with a vampire. It's one of our laws to make sure this remains a sanctuary for vampires. Otherwise, humans could possibly come in and crowd us out. I am sorry. I had assumed that you would want to leave, given the chance. And so I also assumed you would not want to stay nearby, but now everything is different. They can be a nice, comfortable distance away, far enough away that they don't have to fear the vampires of Eventide, but close enough for you to visit easily. It is perfect. I must confess, though, I worry about what they will think of me. You are old enough to choose to stay with me, regardless of their opinion, but I hate the thought that I might drive a wedge between you. Do you really think so? Well, I suppose if you are so kind and open-minded, then perhaps your parents will be too. I certainly hope that is the case. Things are so much better when everyone just gets along. But I plan to do more than just that for you, of course. What would you say to having your own room all to yourself? There is a lovely place in the East Wing. No, you are correct. Much better for us to keep sharing mine. What else then? Well, we can figure it all out later. If you think of anything you want, anything at all, just tell me. And do not forget, I can provide just about anything this world has to offer. Why, I could get you your own kingdom, though. You do not seem like the type that's eager to rule. Not to mention, you would be separated from me, and we cannot have that. In fact, I have been thinking about this for a long time. I really, really do not ever want to have to be separated from you. You have become such an important part of my life, my love. No, of course. That is not what I meant. What I mean is, as you are going to die someday. I really do not want that to happen. As a vampire, I have grown used to outliving people, but the more I think about it, the more I dread the idea of losing you. So, I was wondering if someday you might consider letting me turn you. I wouldn't want to do it anytime soon, though, of course. Imagine what your family would think if they were reunited with you only to find out I had turned you into a vampire. And well, if you become a vampire, I would not be able to drink your blood anymore, which would be a shame. I am confident that I can keep you safe until the time is right, but it would be an incredible weight off my shoulders to know that you cannot die of old age. It feels selfish to even suggest it because of how much I have suffered since I've been turned, but I did not have anybody to help me. If you were an Eventide, you would not have to worry nearly so much about vampire hunters or violent mobs. And you would never have to hunt. Thank goodness. And this is not something you need to decide right now. In fact, I would rather you not jump to a decision. This decision can wait for years, if need be. But I would appreciate it if you gave it some thought. I love you so very much, my beloved. I want to be with you forever. For most people, that is not possible. But we have a chance at that. And I promise that no matter what you choose, I will cherish you and care for you for as long as we are together. But enough about the future. Let us deal with the matter at hand. We are going to send a letter back to your family and let them know what is happening. What am I thinking? Why send a letter when I can get us there in person much more quickly? We will leave tomorrow to make up for all the time I wasted hiding the letter. Get some rest, love. It will be a long journey. I love you so very much.